Locally grown wine is becoming more popular in Indiana. Wine connoisseurs are demanding more of their favorite wines produced from grapes grown in the state. Indiana vineyards and wineries harvest a lot of money for the state each year, and many of the industry's 2 million consumers are looking to get wine they cannot find anywhere else. But vineyards could be hurt if warmer than normal temperatures are followed by a freeze anytime in the next 2 months. WFIU's Gretchen Frazee reports on the connection between mild winter days and the glass of wine you may soon have with dinner.
At Oliver Winery, just north of Bloomington, guests stand around a wooden counter, toasting their glasses as they sample small sips of wine.
Starting in the dry whites with a Pinot, a nice Pinot, and then into the dry reds.
Oliver sells a variety of wines, but it's the local ones many people like Indianapolis resident Sally Reisner come to taste.
I think that's where my favorites were, with the Treminet and the Vignoles.
Those varieties are made from grapes grown in Oliver's 54-acre Creekbend Vineyard, about 7 miles away from the winery. But those wines could be hard to come by next year. The warm winter is causing grapevines to bud early, and while that's not necessarily bad in and of itself, if another freeze comes, it could kill those buds. And without buds, there will be no grapes. Creekbend Vineyard manager Bernie Parker is walking between the rows of grapes, pruning the vines. He says grapevines are typically dormant this time of year.
I was just out this morning and took a look around, and there are a couple of our early budders, the Catawba and Marshall Foch, have actually started to push the buds a little bit, which is an indication that they're moving along.
Many vineyards prune later in the season to keep growth from coming too quickly. But with a limited number of staff and with so many grapevines, Creekbend has to turn to other measures.
One of the other things that you also have are wind machines that actually will warm up a area about 3 to 5 degrees.
The two machines look like windmills, and the blades whip around so fast you question whether they might fly off. But the powerful machines only cover about half of the grapevines. Ann Parker says most vineyards around the state don't have that kind of equipment. The Indiana Wine and Grape Council says it doesn't know the total economic impact vineyards and wineries have on the state, but it estimates the number to be somewhere in the tens of thousands of dollars. Wine and Grape Council spokesperson Jeanette Merritt says many consumers are looking specifically for wines that are made from local grapes. One of the most popular wines is Treminet, made from a white grape that thrives in the Midwest and was declared the state's signature grape in 2009.
We had a lot of demand after we announced Treminet as the signature grape in the state. A lot of consumers were going out looking for it, and so we saw a lot more wineries who wanted to meet that consumer demand, who, you know, started planting the grape and making wine from it.
Before the announcement, about a dozen wineries were making Treminet wine. Now, that number has more than tripled to nearly 40. Back at Oliver Winery, special events manager Drew Kinches says the demand for local wines comes more from the desire to try something off the beaten path than from the taste. He says if the harvest is bad this year, the winery can still fall back on its more traditional wines that taste similar to Indiana wines but are made from imported grapes.
Chamberson, this dry red that we make, if we would run out of this, we have Shiraz, which is that's a grape we get from California, Valdier as well, and we also make a Zinfandel.
But Kincha says it's not quite the same. So if the grape harvest is poor, the winery will ration what it sells throughout the year. For WFIU News, I'm Gretchen Frazee.